item on update on water resource related funding and projects by the North Coast Resources Partnership, NCRP. Jake McKenzie, chair of the policy review panel, NCRP.
And here's me thinking that I was going to give an informative report over activities involving bond monies, but on the other hand, it's awfully hard to sit in one seat and hear a report on the malfeasance going on in Runner Park, at least alleged. Sorry?
Yeah.
I'll be sure to do that. My name is Jake McKenzie, council member, City of Runner Park, and sitting on my right-hand side is staff to the North Coast Resource Partnership, Jen Jenkins-Kuzmar. Did I get that right?
Got it.
Yes, we got that right. Any event, just since you're all talking about ex parte communications, let me inform you that I have notified by electronic mail the management of the City of Runner Park of the report that you just received on potential excess irrigations. We're very sensitive to this subject. We just on Tuesday night made a report saying that at our second meeting in August, we will be putting in place interim emergency regulations involving mandatory enforcement. And so I look forward to continuing a dialogue with Ms. Edelman and with your staff. Might as well get that out of the way. Now we can go about our business.
Well, that has to be one of the promptest response to complaints I've heard. So,
hey, it's the 21st century. That's why we all have smartphones attached to our bodies. The North Coast Resource Partnership. I've had a chance in the past and been pleased to do so, and informally and formally in other settings, been able to report to you and individuals on the work that we are doing through the North Coast Resource Partnership. This was a branding exercise that we went through very deliberately. The North Coast Integrated Regional Water Management Partnership didn't necessarily trip off the tongue as nicely as you might like, but it is still part of our partnership. And, of course, oh, happy day. I was watching the California State Senate last night. I was watching the unlikely partnerships of Senator Pavley and Senator Nielsen and Senator Padilla, and they were all singing in harmony. What a marvelous evening it was, and here we find ourselves with a bond measure presumably going on the ballot this November. And hallelujah, we get plus $5 million for the North Coast IRWIMP program. What a difference a day makes. You wake up and Tuesday morning, $22 million. You wake up on Thursday morning, $29 million. So isn't that grand? So we're, you know, we find ourselves in the regal sense very happy this morning to be in front of you, because it is, I believe, good news for all of California, not just our somewhat narrowly focused efforts, that we can celebrate at least this large step forward, which a lot of people thought was not going to happen this year. So who are we? What have we been doing? And I think the main thesis, if you will, of my presentation to you today is opportunities to work together. In other words, we are a North Coast Resource Partnership. You guys have the regulatory responsibilities invested in you, and your staff has the requirement to make that happen, to investigate, to enforce, to give technical assistance. So we have, since this program started, have had a cooperative relationship with this board. Now, I'm supposed to use this device here. Where am I pointing it at? I can point it at that direction. Okay. I'm not going to go through the whole history, but 10th anniversary, and look at the geographic area. It reminds you of your own geographic area because it's identical, and deliberately so. And I believe that we are the only IRWIMP in the state that exactly parallels the jurisdictional arrangement that this Regional Water Quality Control Board has. And I would suggest to you that that has great advantages, and it has had advantages in the past, and I hope in the future. The structure of governance, and it's funny talking to Board Member Massey about, I was going to say the late, great Randy Poole, but Randy's not late. He's still great. And if you seek an architect of the governance structures, and if you want to look for some dark force behind where we are today, look no further than Randy Poole. This mechanism that we have, which has stood us in very good stead in our North Coast area, is a two-layered governance structure. The Board of Supervisors, in their infinite wisdoms in each of these seven counties, appoint two members. I kind of stand out like a sore thumb because I'm on a city council, but mainly they appoint their own. And so there you have, we're all elected officials. We sit there. But the real and major change that has happened in the last 3 years has been the involvement of Indian tribes. We are number one in the state. We are recognized by tribal members throughout the state as the governance mechanism that fully includes tribal members. And so we have now, and this was a clever scheme that former Supervisor Paul Kelly came up with, in that geographic spread that you see, and I can't tell you where the frontiers are, but there's basically a northern group of tribes, a central group of tribes, a southern group of tribes. And by a vote, we voted that there would be three voting representatives representing the 50-plus tribal entities, some of which are rancherias. I think a lot of you are well familiar with the different sizes already. The Yuroks have been mentioned in Klamath, but there's different sizes and different intensities, if you will, of tribal governance. But we have, in fact, three people who vote on priorities along with the other seven county members, and that is the Policy Review Panel. Supporting us, we have established a technical review committee. Again, the tribes, along with the seven counties, have people who work and advise and review and come up with a list of proposed priorities for the elected body to vote on to submit grants of the priorities for our North Coast IRWIMP. And we have done so now for 10 years through Prop 50, and now we're coming up to the last of the Prop 84 monies, which we will be distributing next summer, and other things being equal, whatever the hell this new prop will be, if the voters approve, we can see on now into the out years. And why would that interest you guys? It interests you guys because you put in place enforcement orders. You identify communities, whether they be communities of concern or larger communities, which are not meeting your requirements under state law. And this is one mechanism that is available for these communities to come in, to apply for monies, and to redress these violations which you and your staff have identified, and we have a record of doing that. So how does this thing run? It runs, again, in a kind of an ecumenical way, not just Sonoma County, but Humboldt County, and a contracting mechanism with West Coast Watersheds. Between these three entities, we run this program. We now are dealing directly with the Department of Water Resources. In the early days, there was a split responsibility with the state water boards and DWR. And we, in fact, in those rounds of Prop 50, were dealing with the state water boards and, of course, communicating with you. The way that Prop 84 was laid out, responsibility was laid on DWR, and we continue to work with them. But everything that we do can be looked at as a partnership. see what else I'm supposed to talk about here. Okay, stakeholder engagement. We boast that we have, obviously, in this day and age, a transparent and open process. What else could we say? But the reality is that it is transparent. It is open. We do have meetings in different places. We deliberately go from, in April, you get to go to Wairika. In July, you get to go to Weaverville. In October, you get to go to Eureka. And in January, you get to go to Ukiah. So we're on kind of a circuit for the policy review panel so that our members and interested members of the public can actually physically attend. We have all of the various mechanisms in this day and age of websites and the availability in PDF files and interactive maps. You name it, we got it. It's all there for people to explore. And when we conduct our meetings, we have deliberately moved to conducting them under the Brown Act. We have advice from counsel that's conservative, as it often is. And so we erred on the side of conservatism. We no longer meet in Reading because Reading is outside our geographic area. We are sure that we are doing previous prior notification. Everything that we do, we endeavor to make an open process. So, let's see what we could move on here. The policy review panel makes the decisions on which projects are submitted for funding. The technical peer review committee advises on technical issues, as you might imagine. We just talked about the openness and transparency, the stakeholder involvement. These mechanisms that I referred are laid out there. Are we going to be able to make this presentation electronically available?
Yeah, it's already been provided.
Can you make sure that it's available to those who might have a passing? And that would be grand. Our goals and objectives, we have just gone through a third iteration of our plan over 10 years. Under the mechanisms established by the state, we're required to update our plan. We've just submitted it through our review process, including tribal involvement, including our various committees and open discussion and meetings. So we now can confirm intra-regional cooperation, economic vitality, ecosystem conservation and enhancement, beneficial uses of water, climate adaptation and energy independence. That, I might add, is the subject of some debate amongst certain members of our partnership. The Siskiyou County, for example, is a haven, one might say, for climate deniers, but that's all right. We are flexible enough to recognize that Siskiyou County governing body has a great deal of interest in bioenergy, in utilization of natural resources in the interests of energy production. They may not feel as strongly, to put it mildly, about the human impact on greenhouse gas emissions. And so we have recognized that. We move forward. And, in fact, we have been successful in getting a Strategic Growth Council planning grant of $1 million, which is currently being put into place. Okay, here's the funding awards. We have been successful. We have consistently been ranked number one and number two in the state of California as we have made application. There's the numbers. $500,000 early on in planning, then the Prop 84, $1 million, directing DWR funding, $500,000 on capacity building and support. We have the greatest number, you know this, disadvantaged communities in your territory, same territory for us, the same need for technical assistance. And Jen, you might just want to say a quick word about technical assistance.
Through this directed funding through DWR, we've developed an outreach and technical assistance program for water and wastewater providers. That's been over the last 10 years, probably something that you guys are very aware of as well. One of the biggest needs throughout the North Coast is providing that assistance, especially in these rural, economically disadvantaged communities. So we're working with the providers throughout the region, as well as a number of consultants and other regulatory agencies, to try and provide some real assistance to those folks, both through a toolkit that we're using that can be used by everyone and franchised sort of out throughout the state, and then with about a dozen projects within the region providing more robust technical assistance in terms of developing plans for a project, actually identifying what their needs are from the board down to the operator level. That's just real quick synopsis of that.
Excuse me. Thank you very much, Jen. On the implementation grants, we have been successful. I won't go through some of the battles of long ago and yesterday because they were painful and bloody, but we survived. I will. $50 million was what we were supposed to get in the first round of Prop 50, and right as we were getting ready to allocate our priority projects and submit them, we were told, sorry, North Coast, your $50 million has been cut in half to $25 million. So we went through the painful process of eliminating, reducing, manipulating, and ended up with a $25 million proposal. Our partnership survived that process. And I survived the immediate hatred of the city of Santa Rosa because I was the one who voted to cut $3 out of $4 million from their PEP project. Aha! But within 6 months, the $3 million had been restored because another project in Sonoma County bit the dust. Anyway, this is just an illustration of what we go through and how this governance setup works. We have gone on with the Prop 84 monies there, $13.5 million. And of course, in the bottom line, we leverage monies successfully and continue to do so. Implementation project snapshot. 52 priority projects, over $100 million. Here we have both of those sets of bond monies, total of $43 million. And round one, I mean, it's all available for you to read about. We actually started real-time stuff in 2007. And Jen, you might want to just mention a couple of examples of what we got involved in right at the beginning of this, you know, what an actual couple of projects.
The technical peer review committee has really tried to focus on a wide range of projects, both geographically speaking, so throughout the region, and this will be in some of the slides that Jake goes through. So throughout the region, but also project types. So there are projects that range from road decommissioning projects, working with a local resource conservation district and some of the ranch owners that they work on to decommission roads or do sediment reduction projects that may reduce the amount of sediment being contributed to local streams, contributing both to water quality and fisheries habitat. Down to the Grayton Community Services District, wastewater treatment facility has received some funding through the North Coast Resource Partnership to do some upgrades on their facility. So really the projects range from in-stream work down to infrastructure. The technical peer review committee has started to call those kind of gray versus green projects, and really trying to truly integrate those projects where you're not just working on one aspect of water quality, but really looking at multiple benefits for any project and multiple partnerships through those projects.
Now, you may have noticed these skillful little segues here that we're performing, but the reason for doing this is the stuff that we've been doing is stuff that you in which you're interested in terms of implementing your programs. So as we build to a crescendo in this presentation, the message again is partnership and the need for us, and I think you guys are very busy, and having worked closely with Matt and staff over the last number of years through the Russian River Watershed Association, I know the huge demands that have been put on staff at the same time as there have been, shall we say, less than favorable budget times. But we have an ability through these projects to help realize your goals and objectives. And so I'm just going to make this invitation now, given time constraints, but maybe on October the 16th, it might be that a staff member might be up in Eureka for other projects and therefore might be available to be a liaison coordination when we have our quarterly meeting in Eureka on October the 16th. And I would welcome a formal presence, if you will, off the North Coast Board at our quarterly meetings. And that's, what do they call that, a friendly suggestion or a kind invitation, whatever. We'd like to have you guys as part of the process. And I'm trying to illustrate, and with Jen's help, very specific stuff that's getting done that you like, because it's moving your cause forward. I could go through geographic locations. We have, as part of our operating principles, a geographical equity. 12% of the land, well, you know this, we're a big geographical slice out of California. I think it's 12% of the land mass. Clearly in numbers of people, not so big. But in terms of a resource to be protected, of major importance in the state, we make a major effort, and this, of course, is the genius of the political scheme that our friend from the dark side, Randy Poole, helped put in place, and that is that we have representatives from all of these different constituencies. And while we're the big bad city slickers from Sonoma County, you know, all 500,000 of us down here are, well, not quite all of us, because Petaluma and these people are somewhere else. But in any event, you know, when you look at the population and you go north of us, there's not that many people. But we are doing everything we can to make sure there's an equitable distribution. And I think that slide shows that. Enough of that. Project sponsors, we cover, a broad spectrum of folks. And so we're happy with that. I think this is where I was supposed to say, many of these projects work towards achieving NCRWQCB goals of improved water quality and contribute towards TMDLs. So we're pleased with that. I'm sure you're pleased with that. We will move forward. Habitat improvement. From the get-go, as we have put our plans in place, we've always had a very strong component of protection of resources. And, you know, this resonates with all of us who work in this area, whether we concentrate on the Russian River watershed, the Eel River watershed, the Klamath River that you were referring to earlier on. This is a big deal for us in the North Coast. And so we have these projects. We have them in place. But let's just leap on to the next one when we get up to Siskiyou County. One of the early projects, Jen, this is your cue now, is to talk about one of our early projects that had a direct socioeconomic benefit in agriculture and see if you get the answer right here. This is carefully rehearsed, this, to understand, Mr. Chair.
This will be also, we'll brush over the slide when we get to it. One of the projects that was the first to implement and the first to complete through our first round of Proposition 50 was with the Shasta Valley Resource Conservation District, and they removed two flashboard dams from the Shasta River, the Arugia Dam and the Shasta Water Association Dam. These are flashboard dams that were used for irrigation purposes for agricultural producers in the Shasta Valley. As your board and your staff probably know very well, there's a lot of water quality issues associated with flashboard dams, especially in the critical dry summer months related to fisheries habitat and a number of other water quality issues. The Resource Conservation District came up with a really creative win-win-win-win, as many wins as you can think of, solution that worked.
You had five wins.
That worked both for the agricultural producers, for the river health itself, and for the fisheries. They were able to start extracting in a fish-friendly way the water out of the river without those flashboard dams, so remove the flashboard dams, piped irrigation out to the agricultural producers, so improving the water quality in that way, improving the fish passage, not detaining the water during the summer months, which increased temperatures and a number of things in that way. Now the agricultural producers only get the amount of water that they want when they want it. They're able to control the amount of water that they have. It just has really, it's provided some regulatory relief for the producers up there as well. And as any of you know who've worked in the Shasta Valley, it's a challenging place to work. And so I think it was really one of those solutions that this, through this integrated process and through the, providing this funding, was able to provide a lot of benefits to the not only the community, but to the watershed as well. Is that what you were hoping for?
Had the nail in the head. Well, you did the slides as well, so you knew about when. Anyway.
I just want to say you're the only organization I'm aware of that Siskiyou County's ever supported Native American projects, and Native Americans supported Siskiyou, and so there's... It is very interesting how you've been able to get people to work
together. We have had an interesting relationship.
And I almost dare not say that because both sides might soon object. But I appreciate the effort. It's very outstanding.
Well, I find myself in an interesting position vis-a-vis Supervisor Marcia Armstrong because she's a denier and I'm a supporter in terms of climate change. We have an ongoing battle on Facebook because I post articles and she just gets right back. I mean, it's like within 5 minutes, Jake, you're full of something or other. Never mind. Marcia, unfortunately, her service has ended on our panel, but I think what we've established over this past decade, we've gone up to Siskiyou County. We meet in Yreka. Never happened before. People don't normally go to Yreka. They would always be saying, God, we have to drive through the mountains to get to Yreka. Why are you always meeting in Yreka? We pay attention to these sort of things. Our staff goes up there and meets with the Board of Supervisors. And while we are philosophically, shall we say, and politically a somewhat different entity in Sonoma County, if you want to compare us, the yin to Siskiyou County's yang, but it works. We work together. Thank you for saying that. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. And we will move on to, see, five wins, win. Fish passage, water quality, all of these good things. We get multiple benefits and... Let's see. Aha. This is what I was telling you earlier, and I want to emphasize one more time. Participation in our meetings, you are warmly and cordially invited. The website is up. It operates. It is pretty reasonable in terms of friendliness. Yeah, we think so. You be the judge also and let us know if it's not so friendly. We've been going through an interesting summer with the drought emergency funding program, where the chair got very upset with the County of Mendocino and some of the shenanigans they got up to at the last minute. But nonetheless, we have formally submitted to DWR $8.7 million worth of drought emergency relief projects. We expect that DWR will informally announce next month and formally announce in October the award of that money. That leaves us the last of the Prop 84 money to distribute next summer. We anticipate doing that. We talked about our outreach and technical assistance, and again, it strikes me that maybe this is something that we could at least check in to make sure that some of the resources that we have available to us might be useful to you and your staff, and vice versa. Now, our resources are magnificent. I have on my right-hand side Jen Jenkins-Cosmore, who has been, I think it's fair to say, from day one, operating the contract side of this. It almost drove our former chair, Jimmy Smith, into an early grave when the state stopped all payments on monies back in the day, but these guys kept the process going, were on track, and so along with Catherine Gladhill and Karen Gaffney of West Coast Watersheds, and with Sherry Norris from the California Indian Environmental something or other, what was her name? Anyway, we have a tribal coordinator, which we are using to work with our 50 tribes. This is not the easiest of tasks, but she is bringing to that some real clarity, and we're very enthusiastic about her involvement. And we have had former supervisor Paul Kelly doing outreach work with Northern Counties. So we have used our resources, I think, wisely. We're well-staffed. Judy Morris is the vice chair, Supervisor Judy Morris from Trinity County. And I always have fun appearing in front of you guys. I have as an old EPA guy and being a colleague of some of your former staffers here, I've always enjoyed that. I have a certain amount of understanding of the regulatory process. But here, it's to offer the hand of not just a friendship, but also active coordination in the years to come, because it looks like we're going to continue to have money to distribute. So thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Thank you, staff, also. And any questions, Jen Jenkins Kuzmar will be happy to answer.
Well, why don't you stay up here, board member comments or questions? Okay, well, I have a couple comments. One, I'd be honored to go to the October 16th meeting, and I will do just make sure I get the details of where and when.
Yeah.
I want to say that I think you're one of the more successful collaborative organizations in the entire North Coast. And I just at a personal level was talking about the same words as that with one of the staffers of one of our legislators. And then 3 days before the packet arrived, I was writing up comments to our former esteemed executive officer, Catherine Coleman, and suggested for a collaborative process she looked to your organization as how to do it right. Not that she's not very talented all by herself. And so I just wanted to give you those compliments. And the effectiveness of it is before you were there, and I realize the state takes away money or not, but when you have a collective force in the North Coast, you've brought more money in to the different entities than any other alternative approach we've had. So congratulations, and thank you for just a great job.
You're very kind.
And I, too, wanted to thank you, Jake, very much for coming. Very informative presentation, and we really do welcome the partnership that we have and look forward to continuing to help spend your money. And, Jen, I wanted to say thank you for commuting back and forth between Humboldt County and Sonoma County so that we can have her great husband, David Kuzmar, working for us again.
It's a weird old world that we live in, but I have to say one thing. What I learned from former supervisor Jimmy Smith out of Humboldt County, I mean, what a jewel of a man. What an honor to serve under him as his vice chair for many years, and it's one of these weird things, you know, you hear people joking about this, but it's really true. What would Jimmy Smith do? This is true. Jimmy was the glue that held us all together, and there were some tricky times that we went through, and there's many a war story that can be told. So with all of that, it's always fun to come here. We'll come back. We'll welcome you, both board and staff, to the meeting in October. I think I don't think there's any real battles that are going to be fought there, so you'll see it hopefully on our best
behavior.
You're
on good
as well.
Behavior.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we'll take a 10-minute break.
Interestingly interconnected. Incidentally, I thought you were a really good question.
That was a good briefing.
Yeah,
I really, I told Matt and others, I